Hello everyone and welcome to the Fantasy Consigliere Podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Chapin. For this week's episode, we'll go through the Week 12 rankings and provide various thoughts at each position. So starting at quarterback, we have Jared Goff, despite the struggles last week in Philadelphia, as a top 5 option. Most importantly, he's back at home and gets a great matchup versus the Giants, who have allowed the second most fantasy points per game to opposing quarterbacks. And in general, I think Detroit will bounce back in a big way after being held to 9 points and going over 5 on fourth downs last week. It's unclear if the Giants will have Paulson and Debo at cornerback, but I don't think it would matter much for Goff back at home and with all the weapons they have. So after being someone to avoid last week on the road, get Goff back in lineups as a top 5 option, and keep in mind that he also gets a great matchup versus Dallas in week 14, which is also at home, and they're also home on Thanksgiving versus the Packers. So the schedule gets tougher for Goff in the fantasy playoffs, but should be a QB1 over the next 3 weeks for those hoping to get in. On the other side of that matchup this week, Jaxson Dart should be back for the Giants, and he'll be a borderline QB1. The concern would be him not running as much, coming off a concussion, and with New York apparently emphasizing him taking care of himself down the stretch. But running has been a huge part of the success for Dart, and with the man coverage Detroit plays, we should still see him take off quite a bit. So maybe temper expectations just a bit, considering how much he was running before getting injured. But Dart's still a borderline QB1, with the Lions being banged up in the secondary. And hopefully you have an option that's locked into lineups. But for the potential fill-ins this week, with Mason Rudolph, Kirk Cousins, who will start the rest of the way, and Shedeur Sanders, they all get decent matchups, but still difficult to trust. We'd rank Rudolph at the top if he starts in place of Aaron Rodgers, with the Bears being attackable in the secondary. But Cousins does get a decent schedule down the stretch, especially for when he gets Drake London back. And Sanders, I think, will be determined after the Raiders didn't draft him. The numbers didn't look great last week, and he held on to the ball too long, which was a concern coming out of Colorado. But Shedeur made a couple of big-time throws, and maybe is at least worth investing in while his value is low in Dynasty Leagues. At running back, we're keeping an eye on the status of Behaishul Tutton for the Jaguars. He came on strong last week, was basically in an even split with Travis Etienne. But even so, we have Etienne as a top 10 play this week. He scored twice in the win over the Chargers, including a Wildcat touchdown. And since the bye, he's gone for 14-plus fantasy points in all three games, with touch totals of 27, 18, and 19. It's closer to the production and usage that we saw to begin the season. And the upcoming schedule for Etienne is great, with the Cardinals this week, Titans next week, Colts in week 14 for a potential shootout, and then the Jets in week 15. So someone that should at least be viewed as a high-end RB2 the rest of the way. For the Tampa Bay backfield, I would expect Bucky Irving to be out another week. But when he does return, and if he did return on Sunday night, Sean Tucker's play has likely made it a 3-man backfield, and the Rams won't be an easy matchup. But assuming Irving is out again, Tucker would make the top 24 at running back. He had 3 touchdowns last week versus Buffalo, and opportunity has really been the only thing holding him back. So if you're in a pinch at running back, Tucker should be a volume-based RB2, even with the tough draw in Los Angeles. And a few spots above him, we assume Josh Jacobs will be out, setting the stage for Emmanuel Wilson to be an RB2 as well. The Vikings have been inconsistent defending the run, and Wilson will also catch the ball out of the backfield, so he should be a top 20 option if Jacobs is out, and it's a good reminder to invest in handcuffs to protect yourself heading into and for the fantasy playoffs. So guys like Brian Robinson Jr., Tutton as we mentioned, Kyle Manungai if he's available, maybe even Keaton Mitchell are among the options to consider rostering for down the stretch. At wide receiver, Davante Adams only had 1 reception last week. It was a touchdown on catch number 1,000 in his career, but still largely a disappointment for fantasy owners with just 6.6 fantasy points, considering it was a 1-yard score. But on Sunday night with the Bucs playing more man coverage, I'm confident things could slant back in his direction. So we have him as the wide receiver 6, so a top half wide receiver 1. Obviously not someone you would have considered benching, but at least something to keep in mind for a DFS play. And quickly, I think we can also expect a bounce back from Emeka Ebuka on the other side of the matchup, despite slowing down in recent weeks. For another big game on Sunday, there is definitely intrigue about the wide receivers for the Eagles as they head to Dallas. The Cowboys have allowed the most fantasy points to opposing wideouts, but back in week 1, they held Brown to 1 reception for 8 yards, and Smith to 3 catches for 16 yards. So definitely some pause here, despite the matchup, based on how inconsistent the Eagles have been. We still have them both as top 15 plays, but it seems the Cowboys want to keep things in front of them, and we could see more dump-offs to Saquon Barkley and short grabs for Dallas Goedert. So again, plenty of upside. And for Brown, he did have a season-high 11 targets last week, but it will be up to the Philadelphia coaching staff to get them open looks and for Jalen Hurts to take advantage. Beyond that, at wide receiver, I'd still have DK Metcalf as a top 20 option versus the Bears, even if Rodgers is out. Jalen Johnson returning at cornerback would be a downgrade there, but if not, Metcalf should thrive on the perimeter, and Mason Rudolph is very capable at quarterback, and this is the kind of opponent where Metcalf could get back on track. And someone to downgrade despite now being upgraded to the wide receiver one for his team due to Jamar Chase's suspension, with T. Higgins still being a low-end wide receiver too, I think Chase being out makes it a matchup downgrade for him. He'll see a lot of Christian Gonzalez and probably also be double-teamed on top of that, with the Patriots not wanting him to beat them. Obviously still capable of a big game and making big plays down the field and in scoring territory, but I think the projection for Higgins could be misleading based on the ascension to wide receiver one status this week. I don't think he's a slam dunk start if you have options. And quickly, similar to quarterback, to just rank the fill-in type options, we would prioritize Darnell Mooney, followed by Parker Washington, and then Andre Yosivash. But we're assuming Marvin Harrison Jr. will be back, and if he's not, then Michael Wilson would probably be the best play, and arguably a top 24 option in a good matchup versus Jacksonville. And finally, at tight end, I'll give three names here as the top non-high-end tight end one starts, not in order, but three options to consider. The first one is definitely a top play, with Hunter Henry versus the Bengals, who have allowed the most fantasy points to opposing tight ends. And again, keep Isaiah Likely in mind for Thanksgiving night versus Cincinnati. But after Henry, two options that are more likely to be available, with Kate Otten versus the Rams, especially if Chris Godwin is out again, we'd have him as a top 10 play. And for sort of a sleeper name to keep in mind, Brenton Strange could hopefully return this week for Jacksonville, and he was a key part of the offense early in the season, so he should have some streaming appeal, including this week versus the Cardinals. So that will conclude this episode. As always, you can find our full rankings on wolfsports.com, and if you're a Fantasy Consigliere member, feel free to reach out with any questions you might have. Until next time, I'm Dylan Chapin, and this was the Fantasy Consigliere Podcast.